And now that we're safely back inside, we can put some context on the wild weather. It's not just windy, it's been unusually dry, too. San Francisco has suffered its driest first 3 months of the year since records started being kept in 1850. So what gives? For some answers, we called up Jan Null, a consulting meteorologist and owner of Golden Gate Weather Services.
What has happened is that we've gotten into a persistent weather pattern where we've seen a couple of very weak weather systems that have moved out of the Gulf of Alaska from north to south, and these are fairly dry systems. They're cold fronts, but they did not have a lot of moisture with them. I know that yesterday morning I live in the South Bay, and I had a few sprinkles on my windshield, and that was about it. But these weather systems are areas of low pressure, and immediately behind both systems last week and this week, high pressure built in right behind them, and anytime you start putting an area of high pressure and low pressure fairly close together, you're going to get strong gusty winds.
Mm. All right, let's go to the rainfall. By this time of the year, historically, we would have gotten much more rain than we have. I think this past January, February, and March were called the driest 3 months in the city since records began. What's going on this year? Why is it so dry?
We need to put that in the context that our rainfall season is really from July 1st to June 30th, and we had considerable amounts of rain in November and December. So even though we were so dry in January, February, and March, we're still going to end up for the season at about 75% of the normal or the 30-year average rainfall.
Hmm. Okay, let's go to allergy season. It's especially rough this year. You know, I have so many friends and family that have been sneezing and coughing for like months, it seems like. Why is that? What's so special about this spring? I don't remember this happening last spring or the spring before to this extent. What's going on?
Well, it's sort of the weather pattern that we've had is one that's fairly conducive for there to be lots of pollen in the air. Oftentimes when we have an earlier spring than usual, that being when you don't have a lot of rain, you have trees and bushes will blossom, and without rain coming along to wash that pollen out of the air, it leaves a lot more that gets breathed in by people. And then the fact we've had a number of fairly windy periods that also stirs up that pollen. And so it's sort of everything is lined up for it to be a fairly bad year for allergies. The other thing that we possibly will see is that the probability of wildland fires, even though we've had 75% of our normal rainfall, the fact that it fell so early, now the forests and wildland areas, they're going to dry out faster and more than they would in a normal year. So I think that's going to be a concern as we get on into the spring and summer months.
What's our summer going to look like?
There's no way to know.
You're forecasters, but not fortune tellers.
Exactly.